Kenny Chesney on Bear Country 95.3. It's 7:51. It's chilly, 36 right now in Greenfield. High temperature today, only around 50. It is Tuesday, though, just before 8 o'clock. Let's check in with Mick from Montague Webworks, who has promised me a Montague Webworks website of the week. Good morning, Mick.
Oh, I did, huh?
Yeah, you did.
I did. Well, that's why I'm here.
It's your weekly promise to me.
That's right.
A different spot to head to online.
Well, this week we're going to go to a place that's creating a bit of a buzz called Bitcoin.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin. Yeah, so you can go to the website to learn more about it, bitcoin.com.
Okay.
And it's an electronic payment system. It's an electronic digital currency.
Explain, please.
So a lot of people out there may or may not have a PayPal account.
Okay.
And PayPal is kind of a quasi-digital currency. I mean, it's actual dollars, right? And you connect it to your regular bank account, and it's all based on the fact that you've got money and they've got money, and they're an intermediary. And you can keep money in your PayPal account. They're a regular bank, and they'll issue you a card if you want one, and you can take money out of that.
Yep.
Bitcoin is different in that you can exchange money in, but you can keep it there, and it's primarily a digital exchange system.
Okay.
And it's pretty interesting. It started not too long ago. The concept started on a mailing list back in 1998, and they talked about it, and it was actually finally released, I think, in 2009, and it's gone up and down. And the interesting thing about it is that they've made a pledge to keep a certain amount in circulation, so there won't be any inflation. Like, they won't make new bitcoins. So as they're all bought up, and there's about 21 million of them that they say they're going to cap at, their value will go up because now there'll be a limited supply. If everyone in the world wants to have a bitcoin, you can actually have fractions of bitcoins down to the eighth decimal.
Do you have a bitcoin?
I do not. I do not. I mean, I've been reading about it. I
haven't made the plunge yet.
I haven't made the plunge yet. Right. So right now, the value of one bitcoin is about $125,
$127. Wow.
For one bitcoin.
Okay. I want one.
Yeah. So some people, a year and a half ago, it was mid-July, they went from about, $20 to $60.
They went way up.
And then they went down and they went back up again. So some people are considering it to be sort of an investment.
Mm-hmm.
But they say don't consider this an investment because it's a very young currency. It's only a couple of years old and it fluctuates all over the place. And, who knows what's going
to
happen.
Is it an actual physical thing? Do they send it to you in the mail?
It's digital. There's no actual physical thing.
I can't hold it in my hand.
Well, what you can in a way. So the way it works is you get a wallet. You install a wallet. And a wallet is a piece of software that you can either have on your laptop or on a mobile device. Right now, they only support the Android mobile operating system, or on a website. And there are many hosts out there that will host your wallet.
Okay.
And once you do that, you have to, buy or whatever. And when you set up a wallet, you get an address. Just like PayPal, you have an email address. Bitcoin has a different kind of address, but you get this unique serial numbered address, and now you can start trading it back and forth. And you could go to some restaurants have begun to accept bitcoins as payment. So,
Websites and, traditional brick-and-mortar restaurants accept these.
So, I am considering that. I mean, you say websites, I was thinking, I could set up one, and then, if there are any enterprising people out there that want to try this, I think I'd be willing to do it, because it does have a value, and I can always trade it back in and get the money into my bank and get it that way. So for the novel experience of, I bought my website with a bitcoin, I'd be willing to try that out. So you go to bitcoin.com, you can learn about it, and they've got a list of places that you can download the software either to your laptop or to your Android-powered mobile phone, or you can set it up on a website. And there's one called mtgox.com. I think it's Mount Gox. It's the logo.
Mount Gox?
Mount Gox. The logo is...
Sounds like an illness.
Yeah.
I got another case of the Mount Gox again.
The logo is MT, period, which is like Mount... Mount Gox.
I got you.
And the symbol for a Bitcoin is very clever. The dollar is an S with a line through it.
Yeah.
It's a B with two lines through it, just like an S with one line for the U.S. dollar. So Bitcoin is so if you ever see that anywhere, it's a circle with a capital B inside of it and two lines through
it. Okay. Bitcoin.com. We'll find out more information by visiting that website. Mick, I'm glad you're here to explain all this.
Yes. Well, that's what I like to do.
All right. Mick over at Montague Webworks. Mick is a part of our 30% off store. which is over at the Bear Country website. The link, I should say, is at the Bear Country website, bear953.com. Mick will put together that website for your business, for your group, personal website. He also works helping people out who are just upset at the internet. Can I say it that way?
Well, upset with their own little slice of it, maybe. They're like, oh my, this our website really is terrible.
Yes.
We got to do something about it.
Mick will help you out.
Yeah.
And remember, you can use these gift certificates over at the 30% off store for the services over at Montague Webworks. Keep that in mind. Mick will talk to you soon.
Yep.
All right, 7:56 and 36 here in Greenfield.